Morning. Today's daf in Nedarim is Chaf Beis. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf as well as Lizech and Ishmael Sliba Gavriela Bashmuel. We are on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. We're towards the bottom of the Amud, and our discussion yesterday, which continues today, is how to release somebody from a neder. There are two options in terms of doing so. One, after a person's made a neder, he can go to a Talmid Chacham and say that I'm mitzcharet, I really regret. And regret, meaning not regrets now, but regret, meaning at the time when I made the neder. I wasn't of sound mind, sound body. I was crazed, I was angry, I was irrational. So that is a means of releasing somebody through a neder, and that's what's called charata. The Gemara points out that there are a number of amoraim, possibly Tanaim, we'll talk about that later this morning, but there's a number of Amoraim who do not like releasing somebody from a neder from charata. It's a weaker form of a release. It's just based on an assumption, an assertion that he was at the time emotional and irrational, and so some Amoraim do not like this release. The more classic standard way of releasing somebody from a neder is through a Pesach. A Pesach is an opening, and a Pesach means that we go over to the person who made the neder and we say to him, had you considered X, Y, or Z? Meaning there are certain factors that result from your neder, and had you considered the following, would you have made the neder? And he says, no, had I taken that into consideration, would not have made the neder. So then the neder is going to be released. This is a more standard way to release a person from a neder. This is what's called the Pesach, and that for sure is an acceptable form. So over the course of this morning, we're going to be continuing with that discussion. Yesterday, we started with four stories. Let's start again. So we're going to start right after the parentheses. We're going to start with the word Simon. You see the parentheses. Asi, Elazar, Yochanan, and Yanai. These are the four different incidents that come up. So the Gemara tells us, we saw the two stories yesterday. We'll just go through them again quickly. Hodas l'kama de Rav Asi, towards the bottom of Chaf Alpha Mud Beis. Somebody goes to Rav Asi, and Amar Lei, Kaduti Heat. Were you okay at the time when you made the neder? Meaning, were you angry? Were you would you have made the neder if you were of sound mind? So Amalei Lo, so he says, no, I wouldn't have done that. He says, I was crazed. Vishayua, so Rav Asi says, okay, mutter. So basically, he released somebody based on charata, based on the fact that he, at the time, regrets that he made the neder, even at the time when he said it, he regrets that he made the neder, and he released it from him. As we pointed out yesterday, if you look above, Rav Asi happened to have been one of those Amoraim who said that you do not release somebody from an neder based on a charata. So we pointed out that maybe this is a different Rav Asi or Rebbe Asi. The next story in the Gemara, Ha'udas al-Kamad Rav Elazar, someone goes to Rav Elazar. So Amalei Bayis Nador, did you want to be in a state of neder? Meaning even at the time when you made the neder, Amalei Ilu Lo Mergazinli, Lo Be'ina Klum, had I not been angry, I wouldn't have said anything. In other words, he's saying that he was angry at the time when he made the neder. Amalei Teika Bayis. So he says, okay, good, like just like you wanted. Meaning that it's not a neder, and he released him from as neder based on this charata. Third story, Ha'isa Da'adat La'Barta. A woman made a neder for her daughter, and made a neder against her daughter, meaning that she, through a neder, said that her daughter is going to be prohibited to her. So also coming to Rav Yochanan, she goes to Rav Yochanan and Amar Lei, and here Amar La, Rav Yochanan says to her, Ilo Havayadata Aman Margetech. You know what the neighbors are saying now? They're saying, Allah Devartach. So the neighbors are saying now that you made a neder against your daughter. It must be she's misbehaving. It must be you saw things in her that basically want you to abandon her. And that's why you made the neder. That's what the neighbors are saying. So let me ask you a question now. Had you known that that's what the neighbors would have been saying, would you have made such a neder? And Amar Leish, her response is, no, I wouldn't have made the neder. Now, this is a little bit more like a Pesach, meaning now we're going to see in the Gemara that this isn't so much a charata, right, where you have sound mind at the time, but rather the question was, had you considered the following would result from your neder? So this is much more like a Pesach. Now, it could be that Rav Yochanan doesn't hold of charata, or it just simply could be that Rav Yochanan prefers releasing somebody using a Pesach. Either way, Sharia, the conclusion is that he released her from the neder. Four stories. Story. Top of Chaf Beis Amud Aleph, Barbarte de Rav Yanai, the granddaughter of Rav Yanai, Saba. I'm sorry, Rav Yanai Saba. grandson. Thank you. The grandson of Rabbi Yonai Saba, also coming to Rabbi Yonai Saba, goes to Rabbi Yonai Saba, Amalei, Ilu Havayadas, De Pizchen Pinkasech, Umimashmashin, Ba'avurech. Did you know that once you make a neder, Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up the ledger and you get scrutinized? Did you know that that's going to happen as a result of your neder? Take a look at the Ran, the very first Ran on this Amud, Chav Beis Amud Aleph. So he writes, why should that be? So the Ran writes, when you make a neder, what are you basically saying? You're saying, look, I'm good with all 613 mitzvahs in the Torah, and I'm ready for more. Let me take on some more isurim, more mitzvos. In other words, I'll do more. So that's essentially what you're articulating when you make a neder. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, really interesting. So you're good with 613. So Kadosh Baruch Hu takes his ledger out and starts scrutinizing. That's how the Ran understands the Gemara. So the nirishu matzikas mo kechased shaloi kashal benidro, and also so confident that he's not going to violate his neder. So Kadosh Baruch Hu takes out the ledger, and he scrutinizes and he analyzes that which he does. So Rabbi Yonai Saba says to his grandson, did you know that that happens as a result of your neder? And had you known that, would you have made a neder, minadart? So Amar Leilo Vishar Ye. So he says, no. And as a result of that, he released him from his neder. Amar Rabbi Abba Maikra, Rabbi Abba says, this concept that with a neder you get further scrutinization from a Kadosh Baruch Hu actually can be derived from the Pasuk in Mishlei, V'achar Nedarim Levaker. After you make a neder, Bikur, you get investigated. The Alpha Gav the Pasuk, Rav Yonai Layana Lo Paschin Le Baha. But then the Gemara comments that, look, Rav Yonai did release somebody from a neder, specifically his grandson, from a neder using this formula of Pesach, but the Gemara says, but we shouldn't do that. And the Ran says we shouldn't do that because
if you use Pesach, then what else is there to release him? Either Chavetz or Pesach, right? So, and they said you put Pesach.
No, I'm sorry. Just give me a second. I'm sorry. The Ran doesn't say. I'm sorry. Let's read a little bit more. Let's read a little bit more Gemara, and then we'll understand a little bit better. Let's do this again. So the Alpha Gav the Pasuk Rav Yonai Lei, even though Rav Yonai released him from the neder, Anilo Paschina Le Baha. We don't do this. In other words, this last formula of did you know that Akash Baruch Hu scrutinizes you when you make an neder? The Gemara says we don't do that. Velo Paschina Baha Dachranaisa. And the Gemara points out, we also don't employ the following method as well. Amar Rabba Bar Chanan, Amar Rav Yochanan, my Pesach le Rabbi Gamliel, Ahu Saba. Rabbi Gamliel had an elderly man who made an eder, and Rabbi Gamliel said the following to him: Yeshbuta kedemakros. There's buta from bitui, an expression, an utterance. Kedemakros, it's like a piercing. Demakros charev. It's like getting pierced with a sword. V'loshen chachamim arpe. And the Pasuk in Mishlei says, but the words of the rabbis or the chachamim are healing. And the way he understands the Pasuk is as follows. When you make an utterance, otherwise known as an eder, so really you should be pierced with a sword. But the words of the chachamim are healing. So again, the Gemara says, that's a formula that you should not use to create a Pesach. Okay. Now let's take a look at the Ran. The Ran writes, Amar Abba Bar Chana in poskim bezos acher shamar Rabba Bar Chana lefi shemitoch shamalo shechatei kol kach sheroy ledakro becherv yeshlachu sheomer shemescharid afa pi sheino mescharid. Okay, so the Ran's explaining this and also the previous statement as well. Look, basically, these methods that of Pesach that we just employed, basically, what are they? They're guilt trips. In other words, they're basically saying, you know what you are? You're a sinner. Did you know that as a result of you making an eder, you're a sinner? So at that point in time, like, who's ready to now answer the question with, yeah, Sure. Yeah, I knew that, but I still, I would have made the neder anyway. In other words, this is a form of a guilt trip, which the person is not going to give you really an honest answer. He's not gonna tell you, sure, I would have made that neder, and so you're not going to get a sincere answer, an honest answer out of the person if you use this type of Pesach. That's the Ron's explanation of these last two, and there's one more coming up also. Yeah. Let's go. So the Velopas Kin Bahadachranaisa. And the Gemara says, and also not the following, the Tanya. Rabbi Nelson Omer, Noder Kilo Banabama. You make a neder. It's like building an altar outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Vamekaimo. And if you stick to your neder, meaning stick to it, not in the positive sense of, you know, be tenacious, right? Don't give up on the neder. No, if you cling to the neder, kilo makar v'lav carbon. It's like bringing a carbon on the bama that you built. So that's it's a bad thing to make a neder. It's like building a bama. So again, it's a guilt trip. It's basically saying what you did is bad. Right. If you made this neder, did you know that what you did is bad? So again, the Gemara says you can't use the Pesach this way. No one's going to be perfectly honest. No one's going to say, no, I would have made the neder anyway. No one would do that. And so therefore the Gemara says this is not a good avenue to release somebody with a Pesach. What's with the analogy of making a neder is like building a bama? So once again, we turn to the Ron. The Ron writes, I know the kilo bana bama. Bishas isra bamos. In other words, first of all, the Ron points out, obviously the Gemara is describing when bamas were prohibited. There was a point historically, brief period in Jewish history, where we were allowed to build bamas in our backyards. So instead of having a barbecue, we would go to our backyards and we would offer carbonos in our backyards. But that was historically a short period of time during Nov, during Givon, during the 14 years when we conquered. But outside of that, bamas were prohibited. So, and obviously, when the Gemara says that when you make a neder, it's like building a bama, obviously, it's when bamas were prohibited. V'nira be'enai, the Ron continues to write, d'lahachim edamin l'labona bama mishum d'salak adaitai, d'noda d'mitzvah ka'avid, d'rachmana asre b'mili d'yisura, v'yunami asre nafshei. Because when a person makes a neder, what is he thinking? Look, he gives himself a big pat on the back. God asked a lot of things to me. You know what? I'm going to ask for things to myself as well, just like God asks for things to me. So I'll just add more. He thinks he's such a tzaddik. V'kamar detai da adaraba lebona bama dami denehida rachmana azhar la'akriv karbanos b'fnim azhar dalalosif Allah levanos bama la'akriv min b'chutz. So now we understand the bama analogy, because offering karbanos, wonderful. It's a great thing to offer karbanos. But that's specific to the Beis HaMikdash. You go to the Beis HaMikdash and you offer. By you building a bama in your backyard and offering a karban in the backyard, you're adding to that which the Torah says, and kol hamosif goreya. You add, and that's exactly what a Kadosh Baruch Hu does not want. So hachinami dehidah rachman asur alei dvar masurim. So the Ron says, look over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu asked a number of things to us. That's true. Ki most of you, by you making an edra and you adding on isurim, amayda asur rachmana, and that which a Kadosh Baruch Hu already asked, poshea ki inyan shamar biyusham peperk poskan lo dayech b'masha asur Torah elasha ator osur alecha dvar macherim. It's enough what a Kadosh Baruch Hu prohibited to us, and we are not in the position, we should not be in the position where we're going to add more Yisurim. Okay, that's the explanation of the Ron. Ron goes on to give another explanation, but that's the analogy between the building of Obama and the making of a neder. So again, the Gemara gave three different formulas of Pesach, which really you shouldn't use because they're really all guilt trips. And there, no one's going to give an honest and sincere answer of, did you know you were a sinner when you made the neder? No, I didn't know that. Of course I wouldn't have made the neder. The Gemara says in all three of those, you should not use it. Now, in the bum analogy, the Gemara goes on to explain. There are two points of the bum analogy. When you make a neder, that's about like building a bumma. And when you sustain your neder, when you stay with your neder, so that's like offering a carbon on the mizbeach, on the bumma that you built. Now, of those two acts, which one is worse? So I'll answer that question. Part two, meaning offering the carbon on the bumma. meaning that's what's called. I was going to use the term shchutei chutz. That's not technically right. Shchutei chutz is actually shechting the carbon outside of the Beis HaMikdash. But then there's another issur in the Torah, which is ha'alah chutz, offering the carbon on the bama. That is a prohibition in the Torah, pretty serious one. It's an issur kares by doing so. So really, building the bama is a hechsher avera, meaning it prepares you for the avera, but that's not the actual avera itself. The actual avera itself is offering the animal on the bama that you built. Very often we talk about hechsher mitzvah, like building a sukkah. Right? Building a sukkah is not a mitzvah per se, but you got to build it. Otherwise, you're not going to have a sukkah. So it's called a hechsher mitzvah. Okay? Building a sukkah may be a special hechsher mitzvah because the Torah actually mentions building a sukkah. Right? The Tziv speaks to that idea. But anyway, but here we're talking about hechsher aveira. Hechsher aveira, you're actually building a bama. So the Gemara says, Bereisha paskinen b'sefa. I'm sorry, Bereisha paskinen. So look, there are two points of this analogy. One, making a neder is like building a bama. Two, keeping the neder is like offering a carbon on the bama. So the Gemara says, if you want to say point number one, the Gemara says, yeah, you could do that. Because building a bama is not that bad. It's bad. It's not that bad. Offering on top of the bama, that's terrible. And so that's too hard a guilt trip. So the Gemara says, b'seifa, but as far as using the second part of the analogy, so Abayin Amar Paskin and Rava Amar Lo Paskin. So Machlok is Abayin Rava, and Rava's position is no. You can't use the second part of the analogy. That's too much of a guilt trip. So Rav Kahana Masli Lala Hashmaita Bahadi Lishna. Now Rav Kahana said over the same point, Machlok is Abayin Rava, but with the focus on the first, not the second part. Rav Tevyumi Masli, I'm sorry. Let me do that again. Rav Kahana Masna La Hashmaita Bahadin Lishna. Rav Kahana learned it just the way we learned it. Rav Tavyumi Masna Hachi, but Rav Tavyumi learned in the following manner. B'seifa lo paschinan. As far as the second part of that statement, keeping your neder is like offering a carbon on the bama. Everyone agrees that's too much of a guilt trip. Bereisha, but what about the first part? Making a neder is like building a bama. So Abaye Amar Paskin, Rav Amar Lo Paskinan. So here we have a machlok between Rav and Abaye, and here Rav says you can't even use the first part of the analogy. Ve'ilchas Lo Paskin Lo Bereisha Lo Baseifa. And the Gemara here concludes no part of the analogy, meaning not the Reisha, not the Seifa. Right. In other words, it's true making a neder is like building a bama, but you can't use that as a pesach to release somebody from his neder. Okay. Other things you can't do in terms of making a pesach. V'lo paschinan. Back to the Gemara. Ba'anami d'shmul. Damar shmul. Afa pisha mekayim nikra rasha. If you are mekayim, even if you keep your neder, you're still called a rasha. Amar Rabbi Abba Maikra, and how do we arrive at that conclusion? The pasuk says, "V'chisach dal endor lo yebechal chait." And if you stop from making a neder, you won't be a sinner. So v'yalev chadala chadala. And we have gzeira shavu k'siv ha'chisach dal endor uksiv hasam sham. I'm sorry, shame rishaim chadala rogez. The pasuk in Iyov. So I was right the first time. Sham Rishayim Chadala Rogez. There in the grave, the Rishayim are going to stop. Meaning, once the Rasha is in the grave, so then it's going to be hard for him to be a Rasha. Okay. So, but what do you see? You see the word Chadalu is a reference to Rishayim. So, using the Gzer Shava, making a neder, even if you keep the neder that you make, you're called a Rasha. So, Amar Rav Yosef, Avanam Tanina. Now, if all this sounds familiar, it should, because a couple weeks ago, Mishnah Daf Test, that's exactly what we learned together. Kenidrik Sherem Lamar Klum, Kenidrik Rishayim Neder Benazir Vekarbon of Shvuah. That you know who makes Nedarim? Rishayim make Nedarim. So it's the Ksherim, right? Good, righteous people. They don't make Nedarim. So you see that you make a neder just by making a neder. So you're considered a Rasha. So again, the Gemara says these are all avenues that we do not use in terms of making a Pesach, because they're all statements that no one's going to give an honest answer to. Did you know that you are building a bama, offering a carbon on the bama? You're a Rasha. Did you know all that when you made the neder? No one's going to say yes. Nobody. So it's not going to be a valid Pesach. All these examples are not valid Pesachim. I'm Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmini. I'm Rabbi Yonos and Kolakos. Call me Nigehenim Shalten Bo. Gemara now realizes that the reason why people make Nedarim, not the only reason, but a good reason, is because people get angry, and the Gemara here takes the opportunity to talk about the the harms of getting angry. So, kol hakoes kol mina gehenim shaltim bo. When a person gets angry, so all forms of gehenim are going to be sholate. They're going to take dominion. So, the Ron points out, lefi, Ron is lower than we are in the Gemara. Lefi shehakas mevioso lechvor bi'ikar. Because when you get angry, writes the Ron, so you're going to be denying the essential, meaning a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kidamin in the paragraph, Belazar da'oreg, the Meshaber Caleb, the Chamaso ye be'inecha ko'ovid avodas kochavim. Getting angry is like being ovid avodazara, it's denying God. And just one level deeper, in other words, when, that seems to be a pretty harsh analogy, when you get angry, you are ovid avodazara, you're an idolater. It's when you get angry, so you forget in your anger, and it's because you forgot that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Meaning, once you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, why in the world would you ever get angry? Meaning, this happened to you, that happened to you, right? He said that to you, she said that to you. So the truth of the matter is that if you realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, you realize there's a God, and He runs the world, so okay. So in other words, fine. So there's a rhyme and reason to everything that goes on, and there's no reason for you to get angry. But once you forget that God runs the world, so then you're going to think, he did that to me, she did that to me, this happened to me, so you're going to get angry. Yeah, so the
why was she got angry at Paradise?
Yeah, look, we're hardwired. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to have an answer, but I'm just saying we're all hardwired.
You got angry at them. Well,
I understand. It's something it's something we all work on constantly.
But it wasn't for personal reasons.
Okay, fine. Good. It happens to everybody. So kol hakoes kol mina gehenim shaltim bo shenemar v'aser kas milebcha v'avera mebesarecha. So the pasuk says that you remove your kas from you, and you're going to take away ra. You're going to take anything bad away as well. Meaning, once you remove kas, you remove bad. Bad over here, vein ra la gehenim. So, and the word ra is a reference again. Shenemar kol pala shalom maneh v'gamra shal yom ra. So you see that the Rasha is liyom ra. Rasha is destined for the day of bad. That's gehenim. Velo od, and the Gemara says, and we'll go even one step further. Gemara says that symptomatic of the kas is going to be hemorrhoids. Okay, I'm not giving you a professional diagnosis. I'm giving you a Gemara diagnosis, but that's fine. That's the Gemara says it. So the shenemar v'nasan Hashem l'cha shem lev. I'm sorry, shem lev v'agaz v'kalayone naim v'davo nefesh ezu davar. The Gemara now darshens the pasuk. What is the description? Shemechalas einayim. It weakens your eye, ma'adivas nefesh, and it makes your soul somewhat desperate. Have a almer elatachtonios. So that's hemorrhoids. So the Gemara says that it's kas is just a very bad thing. I point this out already a number of times. I can't say it enough. The Rambam says in his Midos that in every Midah in the Torah you should be somewhere in the middle, not too generous, not too cheap, not too not too happy, not too sad. A person should be as even as possible, as level as possible. The Rambam says on two Midos in the Torah you should be an extreme. The Rambam says kas, anger. You should be all the way to the extreme. You should not be somewhere between not angry and angry. You should be at all times not angry. That's the other one is gaiva, arrogance. The Rambam says that the person should have zero arrogance. This person should have no traces of arrogance. That's the Rambam's two exceptions to his general rule regarding character traits of a person. Okay. Adkan, so what we've seen so far in the Gemara is the release of a neder. There are two forms of pesach harata. We've seen a number of amarayim say that you should not release somebody with a harata. We've on the other hand seen other amarayim who do release somebody from a neder using a harata. And then in terms of a pesach, the pesach is what seems to be the more preferred way to release somebody from a neder. Even within the world of pesach, you should not basically guilt them into a Pesach. The Gemara gave a number of examples of what that means. In other words, did you know that a person makes a neder, he's a Rasha, he's a sinner, he should be stabbed with a sword. The books of Shemaim are opened up, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu scrutinizes them more. The Gemara says those are all psachim that you should not employ, because quite frankly, no one's going to say anything other than no, I wouldn't have made the neder. So the Gemara says those are psachim that should not be used. We approach a story now in the Gemara. It's really a difficult story. We'll go through it. I'll quote you the Ran. It's just difficult. I don't know how else to say it, but we'll try our best to make sense of it. The Gemara is we're in towards the bottom of Chav Beis Amud Aleph. Ula b'meiska la'arad Yisrael. Ula went to Eretz Yisrael, so he was making Aliyah, and la ve'le train b'nei Chuzai b'hadei, and he was accompanied by two people, b'nei Chuzai. Okay, were they Jewish? So according to a number of Rishonim, the answer to that question is, yeah, they were Jewish. And I say that right now, as you'll see in just a moment, why that becomes even more significant. So, kam chashach to lechavre. So the two people that were accompanying Ula to Eretz Yisrael, so they got into a fight, and the fight got so serious that one slit the throat of another. So Amar Leilu Yehuz Avdei. So now the one who slit the throat, the murderer, turns to Ula and he says, hey, did I do good? So Amar Leilin. So Ula says, yeah, sure, you did great. Upar Leil Beis Hashchita. In fact, what I would recommend is that you actually slit the throat a little bit more to expose his neck even more. Now, quote the Ran, just citing the sources, so the Ran writes, it's just two words of the Ran. It's the last short line of the Ran, Shiamus Maher. So the Ula's suggestion was, is that right now he's dying, but if you slit the throat a little bit more, he'll die even quicker. Okay, so now, the murder is wrong, right? I think we're all familiar, right? It's part of the Aseret HaDibros. It's the first of the second column of the Aseret HaDibros. Okay, it's murder is one of the most heinous acts. Murder is so bad, it's one of the Gimel Chamuros. It's one of the three most serious sins where a person's supposed to give up his life rather than commit murder. So it goes without saying that murder is wrong. So what Ula is suggesting now, in order to save his own life, in other words, this guy's crazy, obviously. He's a murderer. And he just murdered one person, and now he turns to Ula, and he says to Ula, how am I doing? And Ula gives him a pat on the back and says, yeah, you're doing great. And you know what? Why don't you slit his throat a little bit more so that you finish the job even quicker? Okay, so as one can imagine, it's a very difficult Gemara. Ula now is basically giving a yeshar koach for murder in order to save himself. Now, is that okay? So, before you and I ask that question, you'll be, I don't know about happy, but, right, Ula himself was also really struggling with this issue. He also commented to Rav Yochanan. So now Ula finishes his aliyah. He's now living in Eretz Yisrael, and he goes to Rav Yochanan. I'd venture to guess it's probably one of the first questions that he asks him, as I can only imagine the guilt that he must have felt. So Amalei Dilmachas Rasham Achzike Yidei Ovrei Avera. You know, maybe I embolden him. Somebody who's violating an Avera, someone who's committing murder. So Amalei Nafshech Yitzalta. Rav Yochanan's response was, no, you saved yourself, meaning good, meaning if you answered any other way, there's a good likely chance that you yourself would have been murdered. So no, you saved yourself, and that's okay. Now, again, what makes the Gemara unbelievably difficult and just really, you know, it requires a lot more digestion, a lot more processing, is that yes, he saved himself, but at the expense of somebody else's life. Especially according to the Ran. Especially according to the Ran. The Ran says that the person's not dead yet, and his point was, if you slit the throat more, so he's going to die even faster. Now, I guess the argument's going to be, right, the best I can offer is that the argument's going to be is that he's dying, meaning it's inevitable. Okay, but we also know in Halacha that in the inevitability of death does not in any way, shape, or form allow us to expedite the dying process. So the Shulchan Aruch writes that somebody's dying, and all you do is just close his eyes. So the Rambam says that's murder. I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch says that's murder. So the expedition of death is also considered murder. So even though we can argue that this person was dying anyway, and all that Ula was doing was just expediting his death, and I guess we can add to that argument that Ula himself was not doing anything, meaning he was just kind of, you know, promoting somebody else to do it, to save his life. So again, there are a lot of variables over here, and it's whatever. It's a, let's just, you
why
know.
Why did he have to say that? Because why did he have to say it?
I mean, he was asked a question. I mean, Ula was asked a question. How am I, you know, the guy asked Ula, how am I doing?
But that's it.
Okay. I mean, you know, it's, okay. Just, I'm presenting the Gemara as it is. And, okay, well, obviously the point is that we have to try to learn from this Gemara, but it's just very difficult. It's difficult. Okay. Amalei nafshei chitzalta. Katam Rav Yochanan mechti ksiv. The pasuk says Rav Yochanan. I'm sorry. Rav Yochanan wonders. The pasuk says v'nasan Hashem melecha sham lev roges. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you an angry heart. Where does the Kadosh Baruch Hu give you an angry heart? Sham over there. Meaning in Eretz Yisrael, people don't get angry. Now please don't laugh. Okay, please. Rav Yochanan is just bothered by the fact that. I don't understand. A person gets angry, another person kills him. Like that, that doesn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody gets angry in Eretz Yisrael. So, bebavoksiv. That pasuk was describing Bavel. So, why should it be? This is Rav Yochanan philosophically. Why should it be that two people got so angry that one killed the other on the way to Eretz Yisrael? It doesn't make sense. So, the Gemara's answer: Haushaita lo avrinan yardena. So the Gemara says that at that point in time, they didn't cross over the Jordan River. They were on the Transjordan. They were east of the Jordan River. And so therefore, at that point in time, they were not actually in Eretz Yisrael proper. Had they made it over the Jordan River, so an air of peace and tranquility would have permeated through those two, and it wouldn't have happened. At least that's the that seems to be the forecast of the Gemara. Interesting, Ron. The Ron writes, "Ushaita lo avdina yardena." Second white line of the Ron, "Va'avar yarden lo niskarish lavasa omer ulamixas kedushos." This is a big topic that the Ron is addressing over here. Now, the Transjordan, right? The Aver HaYarden, which soon enough we're going to be reading in Chumash. In the Parshios on Shabbos, coming up in a couple of Parshios from now. So it's Niskadish. In other words, it's sanctified. Meaning Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Sheva Menashe occupied that area. Not only occupied that area, but gave that area a sense of Kedusha. So it does have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. But not full Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Ron points out over here that you can't bring the Karban Omer, you can't harvest from the Aver HaYarden to bring the Karban Omer. Okay, so in that regard, it doesn't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And Umixas Kedushos. And in other regards, it also doesn't have Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. So it's a little bit strange, right? The Iran over here is pointing to the areas where the Transjordan is exception to the rule. In other words, the rule is it has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, and these are some of the exceptions. But I understand what's going on, meaning the Iran's explaining our Gemara. Our Gemara says that these two people were so angry because they weren't in Eretz Yisrael yet. And the Gemara says, and where's that line of demarcation? They didn't cross the Jordan. So it must be that despite the fact that they were just on the other side of the Jordan, they were not in original Eretz Yisrael. And so for whatever reason, the Transjordan, even though for most halachos, has the status of Eretz Yisrael, but for some don't. And also you're not afforded this divine protection of tranquility and not getting angry. Okay, back to our Gemara. Okay, we're on Chaf Beis Amud Beis. We're towards the top of the Amud. Amar Rabba Baruna Kol Hakoyes Afilu Shechina Eino Chashuva Kenegdo. Person gets angry, the Shechina is just simply not going to be present. Shenemer Rasha Kegova Apo Bal Yidrosh. Ein Elokim Kol Mizmosav. Okay, the pasuk indicates that Akash Baruch Hu abandons the person who gets angry. Rav Yirmiyah Medifti Amar Mishakech Tamudo. So the Gemara adds that if the person gets angry, he forgets his learning. Umosif Tifshus, and not only that, but increases in his stupidity. Shenemar Kikas Bechek Silim Yanuach. Uksiv Uksil Yifros Ivelas. The fool will broadcast his stupidity. So this is all as a result of getting angry. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Biyadush Avnosav Merubim Mizichuyo. You know that when you see a person get angry, you know that his sins exceed his zechuyos. Shenema uval chema, the Rav Pesha, there's an abundance of sins for the individual who always gets angry. Had it not been that the Jewish people sinned, so the only things we would have had in terms of Torah would have been the five books of Moshe Rabbeinu and Sefer Yehoshua. Sefer Yehoshua, as Aaron points out, because that gets us from the Midbar into Eretz Yisrael. But after that, what's essentially the rest of the Nevi'im? We sinned, tochacha, reprimand and rebuke. And so, very interesting line of the Gemara, that had it not been for the chait, we would have not had the divrei Nevi'im. The she'erka she'er Eretz Yisrael, who, I'm sorry. Huh? Yeah, right, correct. I mean, the anger was that the Jewish people deserved to die. The Gemara Megillah says that. Correct. Had it not been for the behavior of the Jewish people, Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have had the Jews, at least look at extermination. Okay. So I'm sorry. V'sefer Yehoshua Bavad she'erkol she'aret Yisrael hu ma'itam ekiber Rav Chachma Rav Kas. Right, with the Rav Chachma Rav Kas, Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to say, he gets angry Kadosh Baruch Hu responds to the anger with more chachma. Chachma here in this context means more Nevi'im. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to give us more Musar and Tochacha through the Nevi'im as a result of our behavior. Okay. Back to our Gemara. And back to the topic of releasing somebody from an Eder. Okay, the Gemara just took us on a small tour of the ills of getting angry, and we return back now to the topic of how to release somebody from a neder. I'm Rabbi Asi, and it's Kakan Lelokei Yisrael. Rav Asi says that we don't respond to somebody who says Lelokei Yisrael, according to the Ran. This is a reference to somebody who makes a shvuah. Now, we know the halacha is, the Ran says, that you can release somebody from a neder, you can release somebody from a shvuah. Meaning there is no fundamental difference between neder and shvuah in terms of a release. A chacham can release both of them from the neder or shvuah that they made. However, as we've learned also previously in the Gemara, a shvuah is more serious and more severe than a neder. So Rav Asi is teaching us that even though fundamentally you can release somebody from a shvuah, you shouldn't. Meaning it's the shvuah that he made was so serious and so severe that that you should fundamentally not release him. At least not lechatchila. Chutz, and even within this there are going to be exceptions. Kone ishtim nenes li shigan vikisi shikaus beniva noza shlo ganva v'shlo ikahu. So let's say, for example, he finds that his wife either stole some of his money, or he finds out that his wife hit the child, and it turns out that it wasn't so. But meanwhile, as he learned the information, he made a shvuah. So the Gemara says that in such a situation, even if he said a shvuah, you can release him from the shvuah. Now the Ran, it points out there's an obvious problem to this Gemara over here, and that is that if she didn't steal the wallet, and she didn't hit the child, so that's what's called a neder, or in this case a shvuah, betos. Meaning he made a shvuah given certain information, and it turns out that the information was not true. So the Ran points out, generally speaking, you don't even have to release him from the shvuah, because the shvuah was made under a false pretense, and therefore it's not a shvuah. So the Ran is bothered by that. The Ran suggests that maybe over here, he made the neder irrespective of whether she hit the child or not. It just happens to be that was like the straw that broke the camel's back. But okay, anyway, but it's difficult. It is difficult. Why the neder even, or in this case the shvuah, even needs a release. A person goes to Rav Asi and he says, why did you make a neder? Now the word neder over here is to be used loosely. It doesn't mean neder, it means shvuah. And her response, Amar La, Ina Dar B'Moi, Shikinu B'Alma Mizdakinolach. So Ravasi says, look, if you use the word Mawi, which as we learned earlier, is a kinui, it's a nickname for Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, fine. In other words, if he made a neder, that would have been fine. How should the Lonadar Bamo Elabeloke Yisrael Lom is da kinolach? But now you said Elokei Yisrael, no, that's no good. In other words, I'm not going to release you from the neder once you made it, once it's not a neder. Once it was a shvua, so I'm not releasing you. Rav Kahana Iklebe Rav Yosef Amrullah Tomar Midi. So Rav Kahana went to the house of Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef invited him over for a meal. Amar Leilo. And Rav Kahana refuses the invitation. No. Mare Kule Lo Ta'im Nala. He says, Master of the world, meaning Akash Baruch Hu, I'm not eating from you. So Amar Leilo Mare Kule Lo Ta'im Tala Lei. Now Rav Yosef responds to Rav Kahana. By the way, Rav Kahana, we know throughout the Gemara, he was, to say the least, he was very sharp. Right? Gemara, at the end of Baba Kama, when we get to it, you'll see. Rav Kahana was just, whatever, he was a hard personality. So so what was Rav Yosef's response? So the Gemara says, look, I understand Rav Kahana's response. In other words, Rav Yosef invited Rav Kahana over for a meal. And Rav Kahana said no, and he didn't just simply say no, he said with a shvua, no. So Ella Rav Yosef, Amai Amar Lo Marikula. But what was Rav Yosef's response? Rav Yosef then responded with a shvua? What was that? So Hachiu de Kamerle. So the Gemara says, this is what Rav Yosef said in response to Rav Kahana's shvua. Marikula Hu de Kamart. Did you say Marikula? Meaning you made a reference to Kadosh Baruch Hu? Meaning you made a shvua? Hilkach lotin talei. You're never eating by me. Meaning, it wasn't a reactionary good. It was rather just a halachic statement. You made a shvua that you're not eating by me. Do you know that when you make a shvua, so the chacham in general don't release people from the shvua. You're stuck. You're not going to be eating from me. This wasn't a emotional reaction by Rav Yosef. It was just simply a halachic. Okay, you made a shvua. You're not eating by me. Now, despite the fact that we just learned from Rav Asi that we don't release somebody from a shvua, the Gemara arrives at a halachic conclusion. And the halachic conclusion of the Gemara is, number one, poskim b'charata. That if you want to release somebody using a charata, meaning again, like we said at the beginning of this morning's shiur, and we said yesterday, charata is that at the time when you made the neder, you were irrational, you were emotional, you were angry, right? Were you not of a sound mind when you made the neder? If his response is that's correct, that's an allowance to release him from his neder, that's what's called charata. That's regret and remorse. Not regretting now, but even at the time when he made the neder, he was currently regretting it, but he couldn't help himself because he was so angry. One can release somebody from a neder using a charata, even though, as we learned earlier, yesterday's daf and today's daf, certain Amorim would not allow it, but the Gemara says the halacha is we do allow it. And the Gemara says, furthermore, Nizkakan l'lokei Yisrael, one can be released from a shvua as well. Despite the fact that we learned that Rav Asi would not release somebody from a shvua, felt that a shvua was just like we said earlier, according to the strict letter of the law, a shvua is releasable, but the Torah does allow a chacham to release somebody from a shvua, but Rav Asi says, l'chachila, we shouldn't behave that way, because shvuas are simply stricter. The Gemara says that we do release somebody from a shvua. And the Ran says, that's the halacha. The Ran notes, just as a point of interest, I'm going to paraphrase the Ran over here, but please, I always encourage you to see it inside. The Ran starts at the first wide line, and basically takes us all the way to the bottom. The Ran says that as far as the Gaonim were concerned, right, he quotes Rav Haigon, and he says as far as the Gaonim were concerned, the Gaonim, generally speaking, did not want to release people from Neder and Shvua. Generally speaking, he says the Gaonim treated Nedarim and Shvuas very seriously, despite the fact that the Gemara's conclusion was you can release somebody from a Neder and from a Shvua, and you could use Charata. So the Ran points out that the Gaonim were not that lenient as the Gemara. I know it leads to a basic question. If the Gemara's conclusion is you can, so how can the Gaonim rule that you can't? Okay, that's a good question. I don't know. But that's what the Ran says, that's what the Gaonim say. The Ran himself, however, says no. Like our Gemara concludes, you're allowed to release somebody from a Neder, you're allowed to release somebody from a Shvua. Let's just finish up today with the following story. Mishtabech le-Rav le-Rav Nachman b'Rav Schor d'Adam Gadolhu. Rava was touting to Rav Nachman about how great Rav Schora is. For those of you who've gone to the daf long enough, you know these stories never end well. Never. In other words, correct. In other words, as the expression goes, don't believe the hype. So whenever it's funny, you see these stories enough times in the Gemara, you just wonder, like, why do they hype anybody? Or maybe the Gemara is just giving us the examples where somebody gets hyped, and he doesn't live up to the hype. Either way, so Rava was telling Rav Nachman, this Rav Schora is just an Adam Gadol, he's a great person. So Amar Lo, Kishiavoli Adchai Vili Adi, so Rav Nachman says, wonderful, I'd love to meet him. So next time he comes to you, bring him over to me. Havle Nidra Lameshra. So now Rav Schora happened to have made a neder. So already, I mean, one can call into question. In other words, we spent today's daf. You don't even have to remember any of the other nedarim. Just today's daf we have learned. Anyone who makes a neder, it's not a good thing. Building a bama. So already it's hard to understand, really difficult to understand. Rav Schora has a neder that needs to be released from, and Rav is describing him as an Adam Gadol? Okay, it's difficult. So Havale Nidra Lemishre, also coming to Rav Nachman. So now this Rav Schora now for the first time is meeting Rav Nachman, and look at this first meeting that they have. Rav Nachman now is trying to release him from a neder. So Amale Nidarta Adaita Dahachi. So Rav Nachman says that when you made the neder, did you consider the following? So Amale in, he says Adaita Dahachi. Rav Nachman tries a second time. Did you consider the following? Amale say in. And Rav Schora says, yeah, I thought about that as well. So Kama Zimnin. So and they kept going over it again and again and again. And Rav Nachman thought about every possibility that maybe Rav Schora didn't consider. And Rav Schora considered it. So Ikbet Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman at that point got angry. I told you it wasn't going to go well. So Rav Nachman got angry. Amalei Zilla Kalech. So he says, go home, Rav Nachman says to Rav Schora. So Nafak Rav Schora Pasach Pischa L'Nafshe. So Rav Schora says, wait a second. I just thought of a Pesach. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, it's the first Mishnah, the second Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Omer Ezider Chishar Shiavar Lo Adam. What's the path that a person should choose? Kol Shi Tiferes Lo Seha, V'Tiferes Lo Min Adam. You have to do something which is both pleasing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and pleasing to other people as well. Meaning, not only do you have to be firm in God's eyes, but you got to be good in other people's eyes as well. People see you and say, hey, that's good. He's doing good. So, and now look, I made a neder, and I got Rav Nachman angry. And had I known that I would have gotten Rav Nachman so angry, I never would have made the neder. I died to the Hachalo Nadja Vishara Lanafshe. Now, literally, the words of the Gemara mean he released himself from the neder. But as the Ran points out, that's not technically how it works. A person does not release himself from the neder. Meaning, what he did is, he took the argument that he just produced, he handed the argument over now to somebody, could have been Rav Nachman, I don't know, but he handed it over to somebody else, and that other person then released him from the neder. That's the way the Ran understands the Gemara over here. You're not allowed to release yourself from your neder. Okay, that takes us to the end of the daf. Tomorrow we'll pick it up at the very bottom with the words Reb Shimon Berebi. Quick summary. So we saw in today's daf the question of whether or not you can release using a charata. Some Amoraim say yes. We saw a number of stories where the Amoraim allowed the release with charata. Releasing somebody based on a guilt trip, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to do. Telling him that, reminding him that he's a Rasha, reminding him that he should be pierced with a sword, reminding him that he's going to go to Gehenna, reminding him that the books of Shamayim are opened up and he's going to be scrutinized. The Gemara says those you cannot open up, you cannot release them with a Pesach. With such a Pesach, no one's going to give an honest answer to those types of Pesachim. Gemara told us the ills of Ka'as. Anger is a really bad thing. Gemara gave a number of drushas that describe how bad anger is. Gemara told the story with Ula and two people he accompanied with. Right, very difficult story, but we saw the story today. And finally, we concluded with the halacha. The halacha is today is that you can release somebody using a Pesach. You can release somebody from a You can release somebody using charata. You can release somebody from a shvuah. And that was the Gemara's conclusion for today. And finally, the story of Rav Schora and being introduced to Rav Nachman. It wasn't the best introduction, but at least Rav Schora got released from his neder.